Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He's David Deal. David, the Giants got to go down to Tampa Bay having to forget what happened in New Orleans the other day.
They most certainly have to, because when you're at this point in the NFC East where it's a toss-up, each and every one of these games are crucial for you so that in the stretch, Paul, you are not relying on anybody else, because we know the Giants team has been that way in the past, and it hasn't gotten done. So the only way for them to take advantage of where they're at now are to pile up those wins, start stacking them, and they're going to have to do it on a tough road game because Tampa's feeling a lot of life right now.
Well, as Tom Coughlin said, the Giants are 4-4, alone atop the NFC East. Let's take a look at our GEICO recap, because 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on auto insurance, and it's got to begin with JPP. David, he's going to be out on the practice field.
That's a good sign for the Giants, because if you look at this last game against the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, 50 attempts throwing the ball, zero sacks, and only hit three times. When you're playing up against an elite quarterback, you've got to get pressure on him. And that's the same going into this week. Jameis Winston, a young rookie, they have got to find ways to get pressure, get down the center of the pocket, and force those throws across the middle that Jameis Winston has been plagued with since his college. And what does it also do? It flaws his fundamentals, and that's where he's going to throw those interceptions.
So it looks like there's a real chance JPP could go against the Bucs, and Prince Amukamara is also going to be back in, at least on a limited basis today.
That's going to be huge. DRC has played phenomenal, but he needs help on the other side. We've seen the struggles that they've had on the defensive side of the ball with Prince out. So to have him back is going to be very big for this defense. But also, he's got to be healthy, because it's going to come down to open tackling, getting him down in the open field, and that's where Prince has to make sure that Peck is fully healed.
Now, David, as we get a look at the rest of the Giants' injury report, one of the guys who we now know will not be activated on Sunday is offensive lineman Will Beatty.
You know, that's the thing that we are all waiting for. When is Will going to come around? But obviously, his duties have not been brought up yet. He's going to see time on the practice squad and with individual periods and everything, but he's got to step up at some point to hopefully solidify the issues that they've been having on the right side of the offensive line.
Larry Donnell will not work today, but certainly the Giants are hopeful that he's going to be able to go Sunday. He had a bit of a neck issue the other day. And I'll tell you what, Dwayne Harris, he is as tough as nails, that guy.
He really has. He stepped up tremendously to take away that pressure off of Odell Beckham Jr. And I know Will Tye has been stepping up too, but he's got to put the ball away and hold on to it. But you expect that with the insignificant amount of time that he's had, but you got to give him a lot of credit. But Odell Beckham Jr., when he has Dwayne Harris stepping up, when there's other threats opening up down the field, it just goes to show you what he can do to a defense and how much he can just be that player that you need to step up and have that touchdown to really give your team that boost.
Now, David, if I were a receiver or a tight end, I couldn't wait to get back on the field, because Eli Manning's throwing me the football. 30 of 41 the other day, 350 yards, a career-high 6 TDs against New Orleans.
He played lights out, and you got to give him a lot of credit because of not only the way he threw the ball, but his pocket presence, his ability to keep his eyes downfield with pressure in his face. He still was able to move into the pocket, show some versatility, but also what did they also? They moved the launch point. They helped him get out in space to see the field, to create those mismatches, and that's going to be very significant playing up against this Bucs defense that is going to swarm.
Now, so much for some of the talk about Odell Beckham maybe not having a great sophomore season. He caught 3 touchdown passes the other day against New Orleans, the second time he's done that in his career, his 3rd 100-yard game of the season, and 7th of his career.
Well, I mean, you're going to have some games where you're not going to have big yards because he's getting all of the attention from the defensive side of the ball. But it goes to show you, when you give other players opportunities to make plays and they step up like the way that Dwayne Harris did, it is going to open things up. And as long as you give them those one-on-one matchups, he's going to win 9 times out of 10.
All right, David, I'm curious as to your take on the running game, because in the first 4 games, the Giants only averaged 3.5 yards a carry. And our Twitter question deals with this. Do you see the Giants running game and O-line improving week to week? Over the last 4 weeks, they've averaged 4.3 yards a carry.
Well, they have improved, but it's all about doing it consistently. Yes, it's great to see Eli Manning throw for 350 yards on 41 attempts. But also, now it's November, December. You got to start balancing up your offense and getting that run game going so that this offensive line in the 3rd and 4th quarter can start wearing down defense. So those 3-4 yard gains start breaking into those 7-8 yard positive games and open things up. So yes, I see the improvement, but they're going to have to do it consistently, because in order to take over this division in November, December, it's all going to be about running the football.
Well, big plays on offense are great, but they're not so good when you give them up on defense. Giants gave up 8 pass plays of 20 or more yards against the Saints. 5 of them went for touchdowns.
They have to play more discipline. There was a lot of breakdowns, some communication issues, and that's where hopefully Prince stepping in really helps them. But, you know, when you think about it, it's all about third down and getting them off the field. The Saints were able to convert at 64%, and it was because of this struggling of communication and the breakdown. So coming into this one, they've got to make sure that they are disciplined, that they're on cue, and hopefully Prince coming back will really solidify that side so that DRC isn't only by himself out there.
And once again, the tight end a problem. Ben Watson caught over 140 yards worth of passes. However, the Giants' rushing defense kind of got back on track, only allowing about 100 yards on the ground to New Orleans. When we come back, we will talk about the challenges that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers present and see if they can throw the Giants off of the pirate ship. So stick around. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have blown 20-point leads in each of the last 2 weekends. However, they did come up with a dramatic overtime victory the other day against Atlanta.
You know, they surrounded themselves and wrapped themselves around their middle linebacker, the rookie Quan Alexander. His brother was murdered in Alabama this past week, 2 days before their game. So they really rallied around him and showed the resurgence and the life that they could have coming back from 20 points. But let's face it, the sign of a defense that does not hold up on the back end, 24 points they were up. They lost at Washington in this one. They gave up 20 points to the Atlanta Falcons, but were able to come away with the win in overtime. So this is a sign of a young, undisciplined defensive team that if they get the advantage on the offensive side of the ball for the Giants, they can really explode.
You mentioned that word discipline, David, and Jameis Winston, their rookie quarterback, is showing more. You heard Tom Coughlin talk about the four picks against Carolina. Since that time, in three games, he's had four touchdown passes and no interceptions.
Well, it's been a sign of their season. In the games where he doesn't throw an interception, they're 3-0. In the games where he throws an interception or more, they're 0-3. So they've put it all on Jameis Winston. He showed who he is as a quarterback last week in the overtime win against the Falcons with the 16-play drive where he had to convert three third downs. But he really is struggling in the third quarter. That's where the Giants have defense has really got to step up. He's only completing 40% of his passes, and that's where he has the most interceptions and sacks. So in that third quarter, that start of the second half, they've got to make sure that they pressure and hit Jameis Winston to cause those turnovers and cause that miscues that they've had.
Of course, that's not the only problem. You got to worry about Doug Martin, and he's not just 3 yards and a big cloud of rubber pebbles. This is a guy who's got 19 runs of 10 or more yards. That's second in the NFL.
And he's second in the NFL with 7 carries at 20 plus more. You know that this offense needs to remain balanced in order to take the pressure off of Jameis Winston, and that's what gets their play action going, the bootlegs, the nakeds, and everything that they want to run. So it's going to be important to be solid inside and force him to try to bounce things right to the flow of the defense, because he has that natural leverage. He could get yards after contact, and they're going to rely on him and Sims in the passing game as well, because they both have 34 receptions combined.
Now, when you get the run game going, that opens things up for the pass, and guys like Vincent Jackson, who's got a knee issue right now, and Mike Evans. But this duo is one of only three duos in the NFL where both guys are averaging at least 15 yards a catch.
Not only that, but the biggest thing that they are, they're number one and two in the NFL of converting their catches to first downs. What they have right now are 39 first downs on 45 receptions, and they have 13 catches of 20-plus yards. So they're expanding the field. They're winning on their one-on-one matchups outside. And we know once they get play action, who is Jameis looking for when he's taking those shots? Those two big 6'5 wide receivers outside.
Now, the one thing that Jameis Winston certainly needs, though, if he's going to hit these guys, is some time. The Buccaneers have allowed sacks in six of their first seven games.
Well, they have two rookies starting on the offensive line. They've got Smith starting at left tackle, and they've got Marpet starting at right guard. Both of these were their second-round draft picks. So you know that there's inexperience with this offensive line. They're going to run their zone scheme in the offensive side of the ball running. They're going to run power, but they have really struggled when down or with that adversity at their back of holding up and giving up those big sacks to Jameis Winston.
Now, they do like their play in the trenches from the defensive side of the ball, however. They do have Gerald McCoy. He's got 4.5 sacks this year, third amongst NFL defensive tackles, and Jaquise Smith, the right defensive end who has 5 sacks.
Gerald McCoy is one of the most disruptive and explosive three techniques in the game. He's going to line up on the outside shoulder of the guard, and his whole game is, I'm playing the run on the way to the quarterback. I'm going to get penetration. I'm going to get into the backfield, and I'm going to do whatever I can to knock off any pullers, any chippers, anything to cause that disruption that they can.
Now, one thing you did see with those stats we just put up is the bottom line is they're back 7. Not very solid. They give up big plays, they give up points, and the Giants have to be able to take advantage of
they
that.
They do. They most certainly have to take advantage of it. They're the worst in the red zone right now, and they're worst in the NFL with giving 16 touchdown passes inside the red zone. So you know the Giants are going to have their opportunities, but they've got to maximize them. Now they're starting to get a cohesive. Throughout the first 6 games, they had 5 different combinations, but now through the last 2 games, they've got their starting lineup. They're trying to get things going, but this is an advantage Giants. They've got to make sure that their crossing routes, the rub routes, whatever they do to cause that confusion in the communication on the back end of the Buccaneers, that's where they're going to be able to step up and make plays on this team.
And you know what? We can't forget special teams. Bobby Randy, that little scat back, you heard Coach Coughlin talk about him. Top 5 in both kickoff returns and punt returns. You got to prevent them from getting good field position.
Battle of field position in this game is everything. When you're on the road, you've got to solidify, stop everything, and try to back up this offense and make those mistakes for Jameis Winston.
Okay, David, it's the Giants and Buccaneers Sunday in Tampa. And next Wednesday, we're back here on MSG Networks for Giants Press Conference Live.